Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Social media sometimes brings out the worst in people. And sometimes there are people who just simply don't understand social media. I mean, they just don't get it. So Gayla and David both sent me the story about the 28-year-old woman who dressed like a teenager and walked into a high school to promote her Instagram. And of course, she's now facing criminal charges. So that'll get you some publicity, but I won't mention her name for obvious reasons. CBS News published the story. Caitlin O'Kane wrote it, but a 28-year-old woman grabbed a backpack and a skateboard and went to her local high school on Monday. And she wasn't trying to blend in necessarily because she was doing this to hand out flyers promoting her Instagram account, and now she's facing charges. This all happened in Miami. It was widely reported, but also CBS Miami is the one that covered it first, I believe. And the point is that, think about this, she's 10 years removed from high school, okay? So she's been out of high school for 10 years. She's got an Instagram account. She wakes up in the morning, she goes, I don't have enough followers. What do I do to get more followers on Instagram? I need to connect with the kids. The kids. So she prints up flyers. This is how you promote a band in 1982 in a college town. She prints up flyers, and she puts on a backpack and grabs a skateboard and goes to the school to hand them out. So think about this, okay? You're a 15-year-old kid walking down the hallway, and here comes this 28-year-old woman with a backpack and a skateboard. And she goes, hey, check out my Instagram account. And she hands you a piece of paper. Now, the piece of paper is not an Instagram account. People don't check out Instagram accounts because they exist. If they did, you'd have nothing to do all day long but check out Instagram. There's too many accounts. People check out the accounts that are recommended to them by their friends or that they come across for some other reason, but it's usually because there's something interesting on them that somehow some algorithm somewhere decided that they wanted to see this. And the idea that someone walking up and handing you a flyer, a piece of paper. I can picture a kid trying to click on it going, hang on. I'm clicking on it, but it ain't nothing happening. That you're going to get somebody to read a piece of paper and go, oh, hang on, let me transcribe the Instagram address into my phone and look at your pictures, young lady. So this is happening on a Monday. So you go to school on a Monday. 28-year-old woman's walking around the hallways of American Senior High School in Miami. And she's filming herself on her cell phone as she wanders about the school, asking students to follow her on social media. Follow me on social media. Follow me on social media. Excuse me, follow me on social media. This is one of the dumbest things I've heard this week. I mean, I've also heard about people putting, you know, gasoline in plastic bags, but this right here is right up there. Not quite as dumb, but close. While real students went to class, the 28-year-old woman was confronted by school security, who apparently didn't feel like following her on social media. She said she is looking for the registration office. Yes, I want to enroll in your school. I'm only 28 years old. What grade will they put me in? After being confronted, she continued to walk around and talk to students as they tried to enter classrooms. So it sounds like they may have been trying to get away from her. It's a crazy lady out there with a skateboard trying to hand out pieces of paper. She was confronted again and refused to stop. So somebody had to notify the school administration and say, there's a woman on campus. We don't know why she's here. She won't leave. And that, of course, becomes a potential threat. So she managed to elude both security and administrators. So I guess in a roundabout way, she's cagey like a high school student. And she left through a side door and went out through the faculty parking lot. Investigators found out, however, that she had an Instagram account. And you might want to go, I wonder how they found that out. Excuse me, what was she handing out? These flyers? Can I see that? Watch me on Instagram. Here's my account. So they went to her account, quickly figured out who she was, found out where she lived, and went to her home where she was then taken into custody. And by them, it wasn't the school who went to her house. It was the police. So she's now been charged with burglary, interference with an educational institution, and resisting an officer without violence. So apparently when they came to her house and said, come with us, she said no, or something to that effect. More interestingly, burglary. And that's one where people will often say, wait a second, Steve, I hear about somebody who went into a building and they got trespassed, or they went into a building and they got thrown out, but it's a public building. And so the same concept can be addressed here. You can make the argument that if you live in this community and your property taxes pay for the schools, like they do in many states, that you helped pay for that school. So aren't you, as a taxpayer, like part owner of this school? I hear that all the time. And on some level, intellectually, yes. But the school is run by administrators who, because of the day we live in, have to have security at the school. So the security is that visitors generally have to go in and report to an office to say, here's why I am here. And then if you have business there, they will help you conduct your business. So as you can imagine, that happens. So when a total stranger, 28-year-old woman, shows up and just starts wandering the hallways, and she's apparently trying to blend in with her backpack and her skateboard. Picture skating down the hallway, you know. She's trying to blend in. She didn't check in. She's not following the rules. And you know that. And I've been to schools. In fact, the last few places I've voted at were schools. So I go to a school to vote, okay? So as I park, I start seeing signs. Visitors must report to the office. And then as you walk up the front door, again, visitors must report to the office. You know, no unauthorized people, blah, 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 blah. And I mean, it's clear. You cannot get into a school building these days without knowing that that is what's going on. So when they encounter her and tell her to leave, they are within their rights to do that because she has no business there. School is in session and she has no business there. The rule of threes. So they have the right to tell her to leave. And by the way, it sounds like she could have left and simply gone out and said, okay, well, I tried that and it didn't work. But instead, she stayed. So the moment she stays, she's violating the rules. Now, this will vary from state to state. Burglary originally was a common law thing. And burglary in the old, old, old days, and I'm not going to get into this too heavily because this is not a legal history class, but in the old, old days, burglary was defined as entering the dwelling of another at night with the intention of committing a crime there. So, for instance, if you broke into a barn and no one lived in the barn, that was not considered burglary in the old days. Likewise, if you broke into someone's house during the daytime, it wasn't considered burglary. Now, there were other things that would be considered, but the term burglary originally had a very, very specific meaning. And over the years, it morphed. And now, in most places, it's burglary or a form of burglary. Simply, if you enter a building without permission with the intent of doing something wrong in there, okay, being very vague on purpose, because some places will say it's got to be a felony, some places will say it's got to be a misdemeanor, and some places will just say if you enter the building without permission and refuse to leave after being told to do so. So there's a bunch of different ways that can play out. But there's no question that she enters the building knowing she should not be there because there's signs everywhere. Signs everywhere. They tell her to leave and she doesn't. So at the very least, she's trespassing. But the fact that she's not just sightseeing, she's in there handing out these flyers after being told not to do that. And if they deem that to be wrong, then that could be burglary. So I'm not here to defend necessarily all of the charges they've got lodged against her because, number one, I'm not sure they all fit. It's going to depend on Florida statutes and also local statutes possibly. But likewise, a lot of times those charges get filed and then they get reduced or modified later. But the interference with an educational institution is the one that sounds like it's going to stick. If I had to pick one, that's the one that might stick. Likewise, resisting an officer without violence, if there's witnesses and she refused to go with them, that might stick also. But innocent until proven guilty, we'll see what happens. But she's looking for publicity. And that's why I'm not going to say her name or anything like that. And what's funny to me about this is on some level, I'm sure she's thinking to herself, I made CBS News. I made Leto's Law. Okay, she's not saying that. But if she's saying to herself, I made CBS News. I am somebody. I succeeded. It still is not going to help her Instagram. It won't. There are some things that will help you, some things that will not. And sometimes a person will get a blip of publicity, and they might get a spike. She might get a spike of views. She might even get a spike of subscribers. But whether those people are going to stick around and watch everything she posts from here on out, highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. So for those of you who think, well, you know, Steve, seriously, if she contacted me and wanted to discuss this on my channel, I'd let her. Only because I would ask her questions about what a 28-year-old woman is doing, dressing like a teenager, carrying a backpack and a skateboard. And the question is, can she skate? Don't just carry that board and taunt us. You better be able to skate if you got that board. If not, put that deck away, my friend. So there you go. 28-year-old woman dressed like teen walked into high school to promote her Instagram. Now she's facing charges. Gayla and David both sent it. Caitlin O'Kane wrote it for CBS News. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some don't turn up at all.